Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use. No doubt continues now. This is the broadcast for November the 26th. In the year of our Lord, 2021, this is hour 202 in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of work, don't we? We need your help. We need your funding. We need your support in every way possible. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. It is, of course, a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, faith-filled Friday. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. We spent the first hour with Chris Carlson, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the covered-up crimes of vaccine makers. Incredible article in LouRockwell.com. The article is written by Gary G. Coles, a medical doctor, talking about Pfizer's one of the largest multinational pharmaceutical drugs and vaccine companies in the world, and they've been facing hundreds of thousands of lawsuits and dollars in lawsuits. And, well, Pfizer holds the record for the largest fine paid out regarding fraud. Fraudulent illegal marketing claims, literally $2.3 billion. It's kind of a racket between government. The FDA approves drugs, backs these pharmaceutical companies. The Congress and the presidents and everybody else creates this special privilege where they don't have liability or accountability. Or transparency. And then, hey, when it all goes wrong, the government, on the other hand, sues. So the FDA licenses and supports. Then the Justice Department sues, and they create a racket where the pharmaceutical companies in bed with government make a ton of money. And then on the back end, they get some of it back, creating this illusion of accountability. It's a racket. It's a lie. And it's got to stop. Pfizer's one of the five largest vaccine manufacturers in the world. And when we talk about Pfizer, we're really talking about all these companies. Pfizer is just one of the most glaring examples. We're talking about Operation Warp Speed, accelerated COVID-19 vaccine and their emergency authorization. It's been disaster, and it's getting worse by the day. Donald Trump, quote, 100 million people might have died without Operation Warp Speed, he claims. It's a disaster. And it continues to get worse by the day. That's what we spent our time on the first hour. Why do I say that? Because it baits the discussion for the second hour. Now I've got the gun psychiatrist with me, and he created a website called getexempt.org. Thegunpsy.com is his website if you want to learn more about him and what's going on with the other work that he's involved in. But for now, I think hour one sets the stage for hour two. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Hey Sam, thanks for having me back, brother. It's good to hear your voice again, and good to be back on the old radio show here.
Man, there's so much to talk about, but hashtag get exempt is really the topic of today's discussion.
Yes, sir, it is. Here a while back, I would say when it's funny you mentioned Operation Warp Speed. I am a defense contractor. I work in Alabama for the Department of Defense, not directly through the Department of Defense, but through a contractor that holds a contract for a large installation down in this area. And, as soon as Operation Warp Speed came out, I was saying from day one, oh, they're going to make it mandatory or else you're not going to have a job. I was hoping that I was going to be wrong on that, but to no surprise, as soon as President Joe Biden was elected to office, I think back in March we started seeing these jabber job discussions pop up with the formation of the COVID task force, or his COVID task force, and that brought us to August when they dropped the first inkling of what we're going to look at as far as jabber job goes. And through prayer and everything else, God put it on my heart to launch this site, because there are probably hundreds of thousands of Americans, if not millions of Americans, that do not realize that they, under the law, are allowed an exemption, either via religious means or medical means to this vaccine. And so getexempt.org is just that. It's to help you draft your own exemption to submit to your employer and get exempt from these, you know, unconstitutional mandates is what they're shaping out to be, at least in the Sixth Circuit. Let's hope that there's a good ruling on that.
All right, let's talk about this because, you know what, folks, getexempt.org is the website, hashtag getexempt. And it's something that's very convoluted for people to understand. And it's convoluted only because of the way they played games with the law. In the early vaccine days, getting an exemption was very easy. All you had to say is, I don't want to take one. And they respected your God-given right of agency not to have a vaccine. But as time went on, the vaccine manufacturers in bed with government have literally created this forced tyranny where they're like, hey, we're going to force vaccines on people. And then over time, they've eked out all kinds of exemptions or ways to circumvent it, to use their agency to not have a vaccine. And the more abusive government gets, and the more abusive government is in bed with giving special privilege to these massive vaccine creating corporations, the more the exemption became a thing. And then as exemptions became a thing, they tried, they said, look, I'll have a religious exemption. Well, I'll have a conscientious objector exemption. I'll have a health concern exemption. And so there became a lot of exemptions. Well, now over time, what the government's doing is basically saying, look, we don't accept your exemption. We're not going to accept that. And whether it be state, federal, there's all kinds of overlapping laws that relate to this. And it changes by the minute, literally. And that's kind of why it's so complex, right, Kevin?
Very true. And, you know, specifically, and I would say in the past that, you know, no one's really heard of these exemptions because they weren't that big of a deal, like you were saying. But now with this experimental vaccine, there's a lot of people that are looking at it, number one, for the sole aspect of abortion. The Moderna and Pfizer vaccines were both tested on aborted fetal cell lines to test their efficacy. And the Johnson & Johnson actually uses aborted fetal tissue, which comes from the HEK 293 cell line. It was from an aborted fetus back in the 70s. It's a human embryonic kidney. And that fetal cell line is contained in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So for folks like me that do not support abortion, that don't want anything to do with abortion, that don't want to defile our bodies with abortion, that gives us a basis to craft an exemption. The problem is what we're starting to see now with this Biden administration is that they are becoming very hostile towards people with religious beliefs that may just not want this vaccine for that very reason or whatever reason they don't want it for. Specifically, the COVID task force has been they've had a suit against them by attorney Mike Yoder recently in the last, probably I think 4 weeks ago, he launched the suit called Church versus Biden, where the COVID task force was explicitly trying to go on a fishing expedition for information about people's religious beliefs and medical beliefs so they can turn around at a later time and issue blanket denials. And they are trying to get arguments from people right now, especially on the federal contractor force, of how to deny people with their own religious beliefs. And it's absolutely egregious. Luckily, there's a lawsuit against that. Last we heard is the D.C. judge had slapped a 14-day TRO and granted that. But the Biden administration had rebutted back with like a 321-page argument, basically citing hostility against Christianity in that argument. Really right now, it's just absolutely insane. The absolute lawlessness, you know, you had the Fifth Circuit decision that put a temporary stay on the OSHA mandate, and the Biden administration has just told people just ignore the courts, just keep pushing forth with it. I mean, this is crazy, Sam. This is crazy, Sam. But here's the point is what we do, you know, a lot of the content on Get Exempt is linked to other people or government documents, what have you. And we're just a resource to help you formulate your religious exemption, but also give you more detailed information so you can defend your positions. And that's the biggest thing. You know, we've seen religious exemptions in the past for whatever reason. However, never in history have they called into question people's religious beliefs and exemptions like they are doing now. And with hostility, they are doing it. So, you know, if you're one of those that's going to submit a religious exemption, you need to be ready to stand your ground and defend your case. And that's what Get Exempt seeks to do, is just help strengthen God's people, help strengthen their cases, and, you know, help them hopefully get a successful exemption from this vaccine mandate.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge topic, and we're going to dig into it a little bit more because there's all kinds of exemptions, but they're literally pushing to make any exemption you may have null and void. That's really the push of your government. It's getting way worse, though, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving. Here's your mask, for example. We're going to talk a little bit more about this as the broadcast continues with the gun psychiatrist. And we're going to talk about what this all means. Happy Thanksgiving. Here's your mask. You say, what are you saying, Sam? California county issues home mask mandate just days before Thanksgiving. We'll tell you about it in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. The battle's on. You're in the thick of it, whether you like it or not. The gun psychiatrist is Sam Bushman in seconds on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, the gun psychiatrist on your radio, talking about get the virus. Well, that's what's happening to those who are getting vaccinated, ladies and gentlemen, over and over and over. Headline now says, fully vaccinated Bryan Adams. You know, the singer, the rock star? Fully vaccinated Bryan Adams has his second COVID diagnosis in a month. Now, I'm not mocking this, ladies and gentlemen. It's a tragedy. Poor Brian. What a sad scenario. But that's what's going on when you get the vaccinations, ladies and gentlemen. People are getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and they're lying. So get the vaccination, not get exempt. That's what we're talking about. GetExempt.org, the gun psychiatrist with me. And the battle's on. So the headline says, Happy Thanksgiving. Here's your mask. I guess the county in California literally wants you to wear masks in your house. I kid you not, Western Journal with the piece. They say one Thanksgiving tradition is with the person designated to carve the turkey. Now Santa Cruz County, ladies and gentlemen, wants you to wear a mask indoors. Yeah, they've got an indoor mask mandate that includes private homes, according to the San Jose Mercury News. So they want to have a, you know, one designated to carve the turkey, the other one designated hand out the masks. And you say, what? How would they do that, you say to yourself? Well, what they want to do is they want to have a snitch on your neighbor plan. I don't know if you know about that, but the latest FBI tweet asks Americans to snitch on their dinner guests if they're not properly masked, even inside your home. This is the level this has gone to now. What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think about that to the gun psychiatrist, huh? All right, is the gun psychiatrist with us still?
And this is what people need to realize. And I remember doing your show, I think it was a little over a year ago, where I came on and I talked specifically about masks from at least my perspective and my experience when I was in the military. And, you know, I used to train chemical CBRN to troops that were about to go overseas. And you know, when you're in a chemical suit trying to protect yourself, whether it be it from biological warfare, chemical warfare, you have to rely on a positive seal. That's how you keep things out. And the gas mask that we wear to protect from, be it biologicals or chemicals, they are specially filtered gas masks that will keep those things out, because the particles, especially with biological warfare and viruses, the particle size of these things are tiny. They're actually so small that a mask is not going to do anything. There's no, oh, well, it could reduce the chance of transmission by just 5%. There's none of that. That doesn't exist. It's a canard. It's a fallacy. So, you know, especially, and I see people around town, they'll have a big old massive beard, you know, that's about 8-10 inches long, and they're wearing that mask covered. It's not going to do anything for them. I mean, most masks, Sam, you could blow smoke through them, and a particle of smoke is 1 micron, where a virus is, you know, a tenth of that size. So the masks really don't do anything. This is just an attempt at mass psychosis and mass compliance, controlling people through a means and mechanism of fear. That's all this has ever been. And the way we stop this madness is by learning the power of no, to say no. And everywhere around the world, whether it's a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate or a vaccine passport, when people stand up collectively together and say no, they back off, because these are probes. This is incrementalism. And it's on full display. They will incrementally push. Remember, 15 days just to flatten the curve, Sam. 2 years later, here we are. And they're probably about to do new lockdowns again.
Ladies and gentlemen, in California, you literally have Santa Cruz County, California, saying you got to wear masks in your house. And you say, well, how would they ever know if we do that? Ladies and gentlemen, they're having, you know what, rat on your neighbor plans. You're literally going to start getting neighbors with binoculars watching and waiting just to bust you. Happy Thanksgiving. Here's your mask. Now the FBI, literally, an FBI Thanksgiving Day tweet asks Americans to snitch on their dinner guests. What kind of a society have we turned into now, ladies and gentlemen? Talk about divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer, and I would submit that we're entering very close to what Nazi Germany looked like when it started to collapse. You know, the 10 stages of genocide are, I think, in full active play right now, because really over this jab mandate. You know, the unvaccinated are becoming a subclass, whereas the vaccinated are just being, you know, put on an altar above all else. And that's where the danger really lies, Sam.
Getting exempt is one of the great keys, ladies and gentlemen. What you got to do is learn the law. What you got to do is partner with those who are truly trying to stand up. for your rights. The gun psychiatrist has put together a website called getexempt.org to help you navigate this controversy and complicated and ever increasingly complicated discussion right now. Wow.
So
Brian Adams,
second
COVID diagnosis in a month. Brian Adams, fully vaccinated, two diagnoses of COVID in a single month. It's almost like the vaccine's forcing the COVID to hang around, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's nothing new. There was some studies that were recently published that were peer-reviewed studies that got published in some prestigious medical journals saying that, you know, people that are double and triple jabbed are more likely to spread the virus than those that aren't. This is what happens with an experimental vaccine, because there were no long-term studies done. There were no long-term trials done. You know, the standard, I think about a minimum is about 10 years for any type of a vaccine. None of this was done. So we really don't know what the long-term side effects of this vaccine are going to be. Number one. Number two, you look at all the nations right now. I was looking at a study the other day that was done on several Western countries, including Israel, that are, you know, it almost within the 90 percentile of vaccinated, and they have the most emergency room visits, they have the highest transmission in cases, and they're having the highest level of adverse events, which include heart attacks, myocarditis, you know, ADE is starting to resurface, and no one can seem to figure out why. I think there was an NPR article about a month ago that came out about this. Like, what's going on in these hospitals? All these weird cases of just odd viruses and health conditions. You know, we have 16-year-olds that are collapsing with heart attacks. I just wonder what is causing all this. Me too. I wonder what's causing it all. Maybe it's
but
the
if
vaccine.
You bring up. If you bring up any of that, though, they just say you're a terrorist.
Well, yeah. That's...
They won't even acknowledge that what you have to say has some validity or even worth consideration, right?
No, absolutely. And you know, this is the thing. They're clearly science is not a one-sided debate. You know, and I'm not anti-science. I'm not anti-vaccine. However, science is not a one-sided debate. It's not the... what Tony Fauci says goes. That's not science. Science is objection. It's objectionable. You know, okay, well, we're going to say this is the science, and then other scientists are allowed to weigh in and say, well, hold on, this doesn't make sense. Let's look at the, you know, that's not happening right now. It's just turned into, science has turned into a narrative, Sam. It's just a narrative of what the establishment says. And anything that's counter to that narrative is just conspiracy.
I mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, last hour that the new CCP virus, that's the Communist Party virus, right? The China Communist Party virus. There's a new variant detected in South Africa. It's sparking travel bans by the UK and Israel. The Epic Times with that piece. Mm-hmm. Now I just went to my mainstream press news organization in Utah, and the headline says Dow drops 800 points in open as new COVID-19 variant emerges. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's never going to end. That's the problem.
Never.
With this is they're going to use this to control all of us. Will enough Americans stand up and say we're not going to take it, or will we just cave and buckle? What do you expect to happen?
And I'll submit we'll just cave and buckle, Sam, because – And look, I don't want to admonish anybody. If you find through your own research that you're a candidate for this vaccine and you want to go out and take it, you know, God bless you. I'm not going to admonish anybody that wants to do that, because this is your health rights and your health freedoms. And if you feel that is the best move for you and your family, you know, you have that right.
But we all want to have the right to choose what we think is best for our own bodies, right? And our loved ones. The gun psychiatrist and Sam Bushman back in seconds. GetExempt.org.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Representative from California Mark Takano, the leader of a five-member congressional delegation to Taiwan, praised the island as a force for good during the meeting with President Tsai Ing-wen on Friday. U.S. stock futures dropped in early morning trading Friday as investors prepared for a shortened trading day and COVID fears from a new variant found in South Africa. Futures for the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 794 points overnight. As a new COVID-19 variant is being reported in Africa, the executive director at the WHO, Dr. Mike Ryan, talks about the new variants and how they emerge.
When you use a drug, there's loads of virus in the system because the person is very sick. And now you introduce the drug into the body and there are trillions of viruses. And amongst those trillions of viruses, there may be one or two that have some resistance to the drug.
USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Missing FedEx packages numbering in the hundreds have been found.
Law enforcement officials in Alabama are investigating the discovery of several hundred FedEx packages that apparently had been dumped in a ravine. According to the Blount County Sheriff's Office, an estimated 300 to 400 boxes were found on private property in a rural area near the town of Hayden, just north of Birmingham. Authorities saying it appears the packages had been left there within the last 24 hours. Crews from FedEx returning to the site on Thursday to retrieve the packages. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Black Friday is upon us, and if you've been holding off on your holiday shopping in the hopes of scoring some great discounts, now's your chance. All your major online retailers will have deals to no end, but don't forget to take time and drive around town and check out what the businesses in your community are doing. Small business in America could use your support at this time in our recovery from the pandemic. USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So it's very, very concerning in America. It's Sam Bushman of the Gun Psychiatrist on your radio. GetExempt.org is the website. I know the mainstream press is saying get the vaccine, but we're saying getexempt.org. This is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. They really want you to rat on your neighbor. They're ratcheting this up to the nth degree. Now they say the Dow drops 800 points as COVID-19 new variant emerges from South Africa. Now data from Israel shows COVID infection risk doubles 90 days after the jab, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business, folks. And you know what? It's a very complicated scenario. But we want folks to stand up. We want people to push for and get exemptions. Because you know what? Everybody should be able to get an exemption just based on their rights, their choice. And back in the day when vaccines first were around, that was the case. People could just simply say, I don't want to take one, and that would be good enough. Then it became, well, no, you got to have a religious exemption. Oh, no, you got to have a conscientious objector exemption. Oh, no, you got to have it. And now we have all these exemptions. But now what they're doing is jettisoning the exemptions, saying, well, you know what? If you're a member of, for example, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a Mormon, hey, the church won't back your religious exemption if you want one. So now you got to basically just talk about your personal beliefs. The conscientious objector, they say you don't have a right to your own conscience. This is a serious, serious violation. The conscientious objector or the religious organization, you know, oftentimes they're saying, hey, you know what? I'm objecting because these vaccines are made with baby body tissue. Murdered babies' tissue are used in these vaccines. And they say, oh, not in ours, not in ours. Well, Johnson & Johnson's clear, yes, so. The answer is yes. And the other ones, though, we don't know. It's so vague, but a whistleblower came forward from, I think, Pfizer, one of these big groups, and said, you know what? There's a lot of secrecy around this. There's more baby body tissue involved than you think there is. And so we go back and forth on these exemptions. But do you have a right to choose? Back in the day, the liberals said, when it was murdering babies, my body, my choice. Now they're not so quick to that discussion. But ladies and gentlemen, our goal is to arm you with the information that you need to go ahead and get exempt.org. Our goal is to give you information to help you. And as you mentioned, gun psychiatrist, that the website literally points you to all kinds of organizations to get guidance. One of the greatest organizations involved is Liberty Council, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been staying in touch with the folks down there at Liberty Council, and they are swamped right now. So they currently, right now at this time, they're not taking on any new cases. However, that doesn't mean that they'll be able to take some on in the future. But you mentioned something really important right there that a lot of people need to understand. And whether you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or you're a Catholic, or you're a Christian, or you're a Baptist, none of what your head religion says has to apply to you. This is a critical point, because in order to get an exemption, under the law, you have to have sincerely held religious beliefs. And it doesn't say your religion sincerely held religious beliefs. It pertains to what yours are. So that's a critical point. So even if your church or your bishop or your pastor, your stake, your whatever, it doesn't matter what they are saying you need to do. It matters what your sincerely held religious beliefs are. You don't need to submit a letter from your pastor exempting you from this vaccine. Now, many people have if their pastors are doing those, but you don't need to submit that. And, you know, another thing for folks to understand is that your request cannot cause undue hardship on the company. And really, this is where we are trying to understand what the law says and where to go from here, because it seems that if you submit the religious exemption, they want you to go and get tested. And I think the thing of importance to remind everybody of here is what the law has to say about emergency use authorized products. And under the EUA law, you can find in Chapter 9, Title 21 of the United States Code, and subsection 360BBB-3E. So under this law, it basically says, okay, well, when we grant an EUA authorization to a product, be that a medical product, a test, a mask, because all the masks have an EUA approval, or a test, or anything pertaining to medical stuff, you have to have the option to accept or refuse administration of that product. So these vaccines, you know, they're saying they have the Comirnaty, which is the approved vaccine. But the problem with the Comirnaty is that Comirnaty is not available right now until probably about 2025. It isn't even in production. And recent Pfizer documents just came out indicating that on November 14th. They said right there in correspondence to the FDA that there is no approved FDA-approved vaccine in the United States right now. Some of the things we've been seeing with this is at our base, Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, who is the Army flight surgeon for Fort Rucker, Alabama, she has found instances where the United States Army has been vaccinating troops and indicating that they got Comirnaty on their vaccination when they really got Moderna. Ruh-roh. That's a problem, because now they're having to go back and change that, because this is fraud at the highest degree. And the Biden administration knows that what they're doing is against the law. And a lot of these laws, especially the EUA law, was derived from the Nuremberg Code, which we know is where, you know, we charged Nazi doctors with the medical experimentation. And that Nuremberg Code gave us what is ethical and what isn't. But however, when you submit this exemption, you're going to be subjected to testing in a lot of workplaces, and this testing can be quite invasive at times, depending on which test they pick. But the problem is all of the tests that the FDA has approved, which they call a nucleic acid amplification test, it's called a NATS test, and that includes the PCR, the CRISPR. There's various different tests out there. There's about 200 different tests. They're all approved under EUA approval. There's no fully licensed FDA-approved test, Sam. So that's a problem. So you're going to force people, and the Biden administration is essentially forcing employers to violate the law to make people get tested for a political agenda. And what's that agenda? Well, I submit they keep saying a pandemic of the unvaccinated. How else do you prove a pandemic of the unvaccinated other than isolate those who refuse to take the vaccine and then test them with bogus PCR tests that you can control the values? What do I mean by that? Well, we know from Florida back last summer, 100% of labs were testing 100% positive for everybody tested. And Ron DeSantis went through and said, hold on, what's going on here? But it turns out they were running these PCR tests at 40 to 50 cycles, which anything's going to test positive. You can literally prove Buddhism to be real with a PCR test because everything starts looking like it's a part of the same thing. It's just going to find everything. When you run the test at a cycle threshold, according to doctors, at about 7 to 10 cycles, you can get really accurate results, but that's not what they're doing. And even now, Anthony Fauci is suggesting to run those at about 33. So our biggest fear right now is that people are going to be sitting at home perfectly healthy, never to test negative again. Thus, there you have your political narrative of pandemic of the unvaccinated. And while that seems fearful to submit to a religious exemption, I still encourage people to do it because these are being challenged on all fronts. And we are trying to challenge the force protection guidelines put out by the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, because what we are seeing at Fort Rucker is some people are getting some exemptions approved. The various contractors at our base, and this is going to really apply DOD-wide. So whether you're in Cheyenne, Wyoming, or Fort Rucker, Alabama, or wherever you might be, the employers are approving the vaccines, but they are – or not the vaccine, but the vaccine exemptions. However, they're sending them to the base's general where they're sitting on their desk. And the problem is the general under the UCMJ has the right to deny or approve anybody to access his base. So you're not going to get fired. You might just not be able to access base so you can go to work.
Yeah, then they'll say you don't show up to work.
Well, right? No, and a lot of people are not even being fired. They're just saying, well, we're, you know, like in the case of Flowers Hospital and here in Dothan, Alabama, those employees that submitted religious exemptions were put on a voluntary unpaid leave. Nothing like being forced to volunteer for unpaid leave, right?
Yeah, you want to volunteer to not be paid. Most people do that, right?
Yes. So
think about that. That we're finding... Volunteer to not be paid?
Yeah, volunteer to not be paid. Voluntary
all right, ladies and gentlemen, it's psychotic. It's going on, and I want to be very clear about this. Not only are the tests not approved, they're not accurate. The vaccine's not approved. It's under emergency authorization. But it gets worse because they don't even know how many antibodies you need to be protected. They say more antibodies is good, but what does that mean? No one has answers. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to the gun psychiatrist. We're talking about GetExempt.com, an incredible website, just chock full of educational information, pointing you to attorneys that can help you, pointing you to organizations that are making a difference, incredible FAQs and more, sample letters to get exempt that you can use and modify to your own needs. Research is the key, ladies and gentlemen. GetExempt.org, the website. And now you guys are also bringing forth a lawsuit. They are planning to bring forth a lawsuit to challenge the recent tidal wave of overreaching jab, or job, if you will, executive orders that apply to federal contractors, etc. Many of them are lawsuits out there, but not a lot of them really deal with the actual paperwork. Okay, so they're saying, hey, I have the right to be exempt. I have this, I have that. But you guys are literally digging down in your lawsuit, talking about the paperwork and the forms being used to force an experimental jab on employees. Well, or on people who, I guess, voluntarily choose not to be paid and not go to work, right?
Well, not only that, Sam, but, you know, it needs to be understood that right now, okay, you have the case in the Sixth Circuit that got taken up. And that's on the OSHA mandate. There's other executive orders that apply to other things. However, each is its own lawsuit from the way I understand this. And what we seek to challenge is the force protection guidelines set down by the Secretary of Defense, which is different from the OSHA mandate. So each of these are being challenged, and everyday things change as suits go through litigation and stuff like that. So simply ours is this. We want to ask a judge, how does the EUA law apply, and what does that mean? Is this illegal for them to require this according to federal law? And, you know, that's like saying, okay, well, the speed limit's 55 and you did 60. You go before a judge and the judge says, okay, well, the speed limit's 55. Cop says, I have evidence against you that says the speed limit you were doing was 60. Okay, well, you're guilty. Plain and simple. You know, so this is what we want to ask. And, you know, specifically we need to do something now before it's too late. And this is why we're trying to get our ducks in a row. But the reason I wanted to come on your show today is because the attorney that is helping us do this is probably well known to this show. Larry B. Kraft is a constitutional attorney. He's been around for a long time. I don't think there's no introduction needed, but we need people. And per Larry, we need probably about 50 plaintiffs. And if not plaintiffs, we need some supporters to take this suit to court. You know, I'm willing to put down my own money to do this, but we also need people. We need funding to get this done. And this could very well affect 2 million contractors in the federal workforce that are subject to this Defense Department force protection guideline. So if you're a contractor and you're filing for an exemption or you haven't been approved yet or what have you, I would encourage you to go to getexempt.org, and there's a link on the site that says take action, and go to that take action page and sign up on our lawsuit form if you're interested in helping financially. And the thing is, Sam, you know, when you're talking about these lawsuits, they can get really expensive, but the more people we have, the less it's going to cost everybody. And, you know, we're hoping to go for something about $250. And, you know, a lot of defense contractors make good money, and that's a very, very minimal price to pay, I think, at least for me, to at least have a 50-50 shot at this, because I shouldn't have to be subject to mandatory testing, nor should anybody else that doesn't want to get the vaccine. That, number one, that's discriminatory in nature. It's retaliatory, and it violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964, especially for people that have a religious accommodation approved. You know, that's like giving someone with AIDS in your workplace, they have to do special treatment. I mean, it's illegal. It's completely illegal. So they're trying to break these barriers, and they're expecting people just to kind of sit back and roll over. Okay, 15 days to stop the spread, we'll put up with it. No, we cannot put up with this. You know, and this could not end well for anybody. It could not end well for me, and that's fine. This we're talking about a lifestyle change. They can't steal my faith. They cannot, you know, end my life. Yeah, I might not come out of this good. I don't know. But that's what we need to do, is we need to stand and fight and take this in the courts and see what happens with it. And, you know, Larry has agreed to do this. As soon as we get 50 people that sign up on the lawsuit form, we're going to hold a Zoom call where Larry will brief everybody as far as the angle we're going to take, because that changes consistently as litigation goes through. And people will be free to ask Larry questions, and then we can go ahead and start getting this suit together. But you know, we got to do something, Sam. We got to do something. This isn't not, you know, I don't try to stick with politics on this, anything. This is simply about people's ability to get an exemption, regardless of what religion you're from. And, you know, we got to do something rather than nothing. And I've counted the cost, and this is my line in the sand.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an example where good people are standing up and doing great things. This website, getexempt.org, really supplies a ton. I mean, I went there, and the information is a little bit overwhelming. But what you got to do is just take it page by page. You got to kind of look at your specific situation, and that narrows down a lot of the information. But there's all kinds of people there, organizations that are pointed to, and support tips, FAQs that'll help you. But this lawsuit is important, folks. We need to not stand idly by. If the American people push back hard enough, there's no stopping our ability to call a halt to this con game. Okay, if we don't do enough, though, then they're going to have their way with us. And that's really what kind of the juncture we're at, right?
Absolutely, Sam. You know, this is the new 1776, where instead of fighting the king, we're fighting a medical apartheid. And people have got to stand on their rights. There's law there for a reason. There's all these things and checks and balances in place there for a reason. And if we do not exercise them, we're not going to have them at our disposal to use. And, you know, I get it. I'm a defense contractor. I'm a full-time engineering student. I have a busy life, guys. I have a really busy life. But the more I can do to help other people in what little I can contribute is going to help all of us. You know, because if I bring other people up, I bring myself up. And you know, so this isn't about me or anything like that. This is about the whole of us, the workers out there that are the lifeblood of their families. And if we don't stand up and fight this, or you don't find these rights important, I submit it's probably not going to end well. Because the data I'm seeing, this is a pretty dangerous shot. And anybody can agree with that when they look at just a simple VAERS report of people taking this vaccine. And the last numbers I saw was 850,000 injuries reported in VAERS pertaining to this vaccine. And not only that, Sam, but there was some excess of 45,000 deaths. And that's just VAERS. And in a Harvard study that only reports about 1% of actual vaccine injuries. Now, it might be a little bit more now since people are starting to find out about VAERS. But there's also a suit in Alabama that brought to the table the fact that there's 11 different VAERS reporting systems out there specific to certain agencies. So Medicare and Medicaid have their own VAERS system, and it was showing about 40,000 deaths. So really, what is the true number from all of this? And, you know, being able to access those other VAERS systems, they're not public. So that data would have to go in suits.
This is why we really need to track the numbers too, because I believe in the main numbers that I quoted earlier. They're lying about the numbers, about how many deaths. They're lying about how many people really get positive infections, the cyclical count we mentioned being a big problem, faking a lot of the numbers. Anytime anybody dies, they claimed in the past that it was a COVID death, whether it was or it wasn't or anything else. We've even had witnesses being willing to testify, claiming that, hey, they were told if they'd call their death of their loved one a COVID death, then people would help pay for funeral costs and other things. I mean, this just goes on and on and on. We can't trust the numbers. But the numbers, on one hand, the amount of cases and the deaths that they publish all the time aren't counterbalanced by the numbers that we find in the VARS databases. There's an equivalent database for the Europeans across the pond as well, and they've got literally thousands and thousands of deaths and injuries, et cetera, from women having trouble with reproductive issues all the way through to dead babies to, we go on and on and on of the adverse reactions that we see, but none of those numbers are kept up on and or reported on regularly like they need to be. And this just proves the point. Why not, if they're honest and open and transparent and this is legitimate, why not report all the numbers? And the answer is clear, because they want to bury
it. It's a self-reporting system, though. That's the problem. This is a self-reporting system. And so a lot of time, the system that was held in such high regard since 1994 when it was set up was theirs. But so it's a public, anybody can access the information on there. And providers, healthcare providers, are supposed to submit these vaccine injuries, but the hospitals have told them not to. So that's another illegal thing that's going on, because the government has said, hey, if you take our COVID money, you got to do what we say and you'll be immune from suit.
But self-reporting or not system, they can still report the numbers from that database, highlighting where we are. We have literally 20,000 to 30,000
deaths.
Those
numbers honestly and accurately, no one would want this shot.
Well, of course, but in my opinion, that's what honesty, that's what honesty and transparency would do, though, is say, listen, let's give you all the transparent information, and then y'all can make up your own mind. And so we've got a scenario here going on, ladies and gentlemen, where you've got to work on this. We, the people, need to stand up. And even if you're for the vaccines, ladies and gentlemen, you have that right to be for them, and we support your right to be for them. What we're asking you to do is to say, look, whether we agree or disagree on this or on taking the vaccine or not, we want you to stand up for people's rights to make their own decision. Just as much as I'll stand up for your right to take the vaccine, I want you to stand up for our right not to take the vaccine. And I want every individual to have as much transparent information as they can get, factual details, where everyone can make up their own informed decision and choose as they will. And I want to defend that God-given inalienable right to your conscience and your agency.
Absolutely. And, you know, and even on that with vaccinated, I work with several contractors that have taken the vaccine, and they don't want the booster because the second round that they took almost killed them. So they don't want to take the booster. And folks, you got to understand, if you think that you're going to, you know, just vaccine, get your two shots or your three shots and get out of this, it never ends. I've seen white papers published by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and other foundations that seem to be surrounded with this crisis right now, talking about they're going to be vaccinating people once a month. Eventually, it's going to come down to where you're going to have to get a booster once a month. And right now, they're saying, it's 6 months and it's 4 months.
Taken one,
it never ends.
Even if you've taken one or two or maybe the booster and three shots, you know what? You're three, four, whatever months out, they'll say you're not fully vaccinated. And where they're going with this is they're going to literally force the ability for them to determine whether you're fully vaccinated or not. And at any time, if you decide, hey, I'm not going to continue with the vaccinations for health reasons, for medical reasons, for conscientious reasons, you will no longer be fully vaccinated. You will be considered unvaccinated. Do you read me loud and clear? It is time to stand up, and it's time to do it now. GetExempt.org is the website with a ton of resources. We're just here to help and to bring forward the information that you're not getting in your mainstream press news, ladies and gentlemen. This is news the networks refuse to use, but it's certainly news that you can use. GetExempt.org. Gun psychiatrist, thank you, sir. We'll have you back soon.
Hey, thanks again, Sam.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, doing a phenomenal job. GetExempt.org is the website. Check it out. Chuck full of incredible support resources for you and your family, your loved ones. I am Sam Bushman. Wow, we got a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now. Have a delightful God, family, and country-style weekend, will you? LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Donate today. God save the Republic.